在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I want to marry you. Come out of his mouth. Literally, the day I had this revelation, I dumped him. Needless to say, I'm so much happier now dating guys who in the first week say, Wow, I can't believe you're not married. You're great.
If you don't believe Greg,
100% of the guys polled told us they would have no problem marrying a woman who they were positive was the love of their life. One man answered, What kind of knucklehead has a problem marrying the love of his life?
What you should have learned in this chapter. Doesn't want to get married and doesn't want to get married to me are very different things. Be sure about which category he falls under.
If you have different views about marriage, what else are you not on the same page about? Time to take inventory.
If you don't feel like you're rushing, why are you waiting?
Nikki's crazy.
There is a guy out there who wants to marry you. Our super good, really helpful exercise. Think about how long it took you to start thinking that you might want to marry the guy you're dating. Consider how long it took you to know for sure.
Does this seem like a reasonably appropriate amount of time? Then tell yourself that he has no good excuse for not having figured that out by now, too.
Chapter 8. He's just not that into you if he's breaking up with you. I don't want to go out with you means just that. Everyone wants to be loved and needed, particularly by the person that just broke up with us. I understand. What could be better than hearing from the man who just told you he didn't want you in his life anymore? His sad, wistful, I miss you so much voice on the end of the phone. It's validating. It's exciting.It's irresistible. But resist, you must. If he's not calling you to tell you that he hired a U-Haul to come pick up all of your stuff and move it back into his house, then consider yourself a nice, downy little pillow cushioning him from feelings of loneliness and loss that he's not fully ready to deal with.
The "but he misses me" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I had been dating for 2 years, living together for one.We started fighting and having all sorts of problems. He broke up with me 3 weeks ago, and I moved out. Of course, I'm devastated. The thing is, he calls me all the time. He wants to chat. He asks about my friends, and he wants to know how my family is. He likes to keep up with the little details of my life, just as if we were going out. My friends all say I should stop talking to him, but I think he misses me, and I like that. I miss him. I feel if I stay in touch with him, it will remind him of how great I am,And eventually he will realize that we should be together again. What do you think? Signed, Brenda.
Dear Misty Watercolored Memories, So glad he likes to keep up with the way you were. Who doesn't need another phone pal, especially since you have a new phone and new apartment? Put him on hold and listen to me, Missy. A man who wants to make a relationship work will move mountains to keep the woman he loves. If he's not calling you to tell you he loves you and wants you back,It should only be because he's showing up at your new residence to do it in person. If he's not trying to romance your socks off with dates, flowers, and poetry, it should only be because he's too engrossed with his couple's counseling workbooks and is prioritizing getting back on the right track. If he's not doing any of that, he may love you, he may miss you, but ultimately, he's just not that into you. Stop taking his calls and let him really know what it's like to live without you. Greg.Don't be flattered that he misses you. He should miss you. You're deeply missable. However, he's still the same person who broke up with you. Remember, the only reason he can miss you is because he's choosing, every day, not to be with you.
The, but it really takes the pressure off us, excuse.
Dear Greg, I was seeing a guy for about a month.He broke up with me, saying he didn't feel like it could be something serious. I understood and took it well. He wanted to know if we could still hang out as friends. I said, sure. Now we get together and go out and then come back to his place and have sex.